CBS News Brief. House Democrats are meeting virtually today discussing the viability of President Biden's reelection bid. Meanwhile, the president campaigns in the battleground state of Pennsylvania today. Voters in France are going to the polls in the second round of parliamentary elections. Many are trying to keep the far right from gaining more ground. The BBC's James Kumarasamy reports.
Over the past week, candidates from the left-wing alliance, a new one called the New Popular Front, and the Macron centrists have been making pacts, turning what should be three-way into two-way contest to try and squeeze the radical right's chance of an outright parliamentary majority. It needs 289 seats in the National Assembly for that.
Beware of Beryl as she barrels toward the Gulf Coast.
We are expecting the system to go on and regain hurricane strength. After landfall, Beryl will quickly weaken from a wind perspective, but it's going to bring a heavy rainfall threat across much of eastern Texas.
Michael Brennan heads the National Hurricane Center. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You may be seeing the messaging that the November election isn't just about the presidency. As Mike Moen reports, more engagement groups are trying to get people to understand the importance of the Supreme Court.
Last year, Wisconsin voters were inundated with campaign ads for candidates in the high-profile state Supreme Court race. With the nation's high court under scrutiny, the group Stand Up America is educating voters with ad campaigns in battleground states about court dynamics and what lies ahead. The group, Sarah Harris says, as you prepare to vote on who will have a say in nominating future justices, it's important to not just think about immediate fallouts.
It's important to think about generations after us because many of the people who could potentially be put on the bench will be on there for 50 to 60 years, potentially, as justices continue to be appointed younger and younger.
Beyond controversial opinions from the last couple of years, the Supreme Court has been caught up in an ethics scandal. Harris says the court hasn't shown an ability to police itself.
Chief Justice Roberts and others put out a sort of suggestion list of ethics, but it's not binding. So it sort of leaves it up to other people on the court to decide if and when there is an ethical issue. And as we've seen, the ethical issues continue to happen.
Conservative Justice Clarence Thomas defended himself after investigative reporters with ProPublica revealed he was often treated to expensive vacations paid for by Republican donors. Thomas says he didn't disclose them because the donors are close friends, but some legal experts take issue with that explanation. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Up in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Dodgers in a final game of their three-game series today. The Dodgers, winners again last night, 5-3. Shohei Ohtani breaking out of a 1-for-12 slump. He got on base five times Saturday night. 5-for-5 with a home run, a triple. He walked twice, and he got hit by a pitch. Ohtani also had a stolen base and two runs batted in. The Brewers trying to avoid a sweep, losing their fourth game in a row, which would be their longest losing streak so far this season. The trade deadline for Major League Baseball is coming up later this month, July 30th. And a column this morning in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says, don't be surprised if the Brewers put shortstop Willy Adames on the trading block. He's 28 years old, at the peak of his career, and will be at the end of his contract this year, where he's expected to get a huge payday next year as a free agent. It might be a way for the Brewers to get more pitching help this season, although Adames is a very popular, well-liked teammate inside that Brewers clubhouse. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Seeking the perfect spot to unwind? Kayla's Neighborhood Bar in Racine is the answer. Whether it's a casual night out or a weekend excursion on Kayla's patio, it's the vibe that keeps the neighborhood coming back. Check out Kayla's weekly specials on Facebook and enjoy rail tubs and domestic bottles for $2.50 during happy hour, which is weekdays from 2 till 6 p.m. Good times are guaranteed at Kayla's Neighborhood Bar on Lathrop Avenue, just north of 21st Street. Mention this week's code word FUN to get your second drink for free.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have increasing clouds for your Sunday and a chance for showers and storms, especially in the late afternoon. Highs of the upper 70s, a light south breeze. Tonight, showers and storms, mostly cloudy skies, lows in the upper 60s. Storms on Monday, too. It's 66 at our studios.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them a gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable, Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Good morning, everybody. It's the music of the star. We're on the air till high noon central here at WRJ.
Polo Grounds was a stadium, primarily a baseball stadium, at the top of Manhattan. It was full of heroes and legends. My name is Pete Hamill. I'm a writer. It was ugly as a baseball field. The shape of it was wrong. The left field line, the right field line were each like 250 feet or something. You felt you could run out there and whack the umpire and run back in the stands before the cops could get there. But I always had the feeling when I was young that I was visiting a church.
It was our church. It was our heaven. It was everything.
Say fall, autumn is their favorite season. Well, that's your choice, of course. Thing is, though, where are all the summer songs? Well, most of them anyway. So darn happy. While the songs of autumn, well, here's a summer song that's not happy at all. It's our torch hour on the music of the star. Joe Raposo wrote this. Joe Raposo, who wrote music for Sesame Street, gives us this about the Polo Grounds and Francis Albert Sinatra.
Thank you. field was warm and green, and the people played their crazy game with a joy I'd never seen. And the air was such a wonder, from the hot dogs and the beer. Yes, there used to be a ballpark right here. And there used to be rock candy and a great big 4th of July, with the fireworks exploding all across the summer sky. And the people watched in wonder how they'd laugh and how they'd cheer. And there used to be a ballpark right here. Now the children try to find it, and they can't believe their eyes, 'cause the old team just isn't playing, and the new team hardly tries. And the sky has got so cloudy, when it used to be so clear. And the summer went so quickly this year. Yes, there used to be a ballpark right here.
Did you catch that last note? That's Gordon Jenkins' signature. Catches her by surprise. Joe Raposo. About that line. Oh boy. The summer went so quickly this year. Take your time. Only one summer per customer. Don't let it slip away before you know it. Need I continue? Might be one of those late July days when a cool wind comes down on you in the evening and says, hi, remember me? The music of the stars. Some people think that tune is written about Ebbets Field in Brooklyn. No, it was actually Joe Raposo was thinking of the Polo Grounds. Doris Day on the Music of the Stars. The stars, the sun, the moon.
You left today, and you didn't say goodbye. I wonder why. I'm standing now where you made your vow. So blue for you, I could cry. I could die. Some of them are brown, some are red. Beautiful to see, but reminding me of a faded summer love. Swaying high above in the trees, they were so in love with the breeze. Now the autumn wind brings to them the end of a faded summer love. I'm like the poor leaves that swayed with the breeze. I thought that life was sweet. You are the sweet breeze that tried hard to please, then swept me off of my feet. Summer that once were new pay the cost. Beautiful to see, but reminding me of a faded song.
Torme, the music of the stars. Doris Day with a great album here, the Love album. Everybody thinks, oh, that cheery Doris, she can never sing a torch song. Oh, yeah. She did a great picture with Francis Albert. 1954, one of my favorites. In fact, I think I'll feature some of that. What do you say? Mel Torme, 1960. Mel was actually from Chicago. And he did some great stuff with the Meltones, his own organization.
Are you tired of summer nights in Maine? Do you yawn when they speak of sunny Spain? Could you live without ever seeing old Rangoon? Then come with me and let's go swinging on the moon. Have you had enough of London fog, New York snow and California smog? Would you say arrivederci to Rome in June? Then fly with me and let's go swinging on the moon. Let's have a honeymoon on the moon, honey. Far from the bustle of the crowd. And if your mother asks why the moon, honey, just tell her your feller has gone interstellar. Grab your hat and we'll head up in the blue. in a little rocket built for two. Baby, we're gonna blast off, and before we're through, we'll leave the cares that we know on terra firma below, while we go singing and swinging on the moon. Let's have a holiday on the moon, honey, far from that noisy earth below. And if your folks ask about our house, honey, tell Mater and Pater we live in a crater. We're really gonna enjoy a life of ease, living on moonlight cocktails and green cheese. Mr. and Mrs. Space Commuter, if you please, and in a few years we might produce our own satellite, while we go singing and swinging on the moon. Swinging on the moon, moonlight cocktail, I wished on the moon, sweet moon song. How high the moon, don't let that moon get away, blue moon, velvet moon, no moon at all, moonlight in Vermont. Oh, you crazy moon, the moon was yellow. We're singing and swinging, we're singing and swinging and swinging on the moon.
Mel Torme wrote that, lyricist as well. Here's the Jackie Gleason Orchestra. Martha Tilton, 1942.
All around my pillow, moon dreams recall a night of paradise with you. Out of the blue dark,
like a feather. Gay and summer hearted, we never once questioned weather.
Martha Tilton. MarthaTilton.com for more. Johnny Mercer wrote that. Chummy McGrainer wrote the music itself. Chummy was Glenn Miller's pianist. It was played in the Glenn Miller story by Henry Morgan of MASH fame. May 1942, May of that year. Martha Tilton Brooks. Jackie Gleason wrote a lot of music. Well, he didn't really write it. He dictated it to stenographer, because Jackie couldn't read or write music. But boy, could he compose. And he wrote something called Tawny. We'll have that in just a bit. He would say, maybe you've seen her walking down the street or sitting there alone at the end of the bar. Or maybe your eyes have met for a fleeting, tantalizing moment. Tawny, maybe she's even the girl next door, but whoever she is, you just know that the sight of her is experience, an emotional one. And Jackie Gleason visualized Tawny as a girl of changing moods. He produced it for television. It's got four parts: the girl, the boy, the dance, and the affair. Featuring Bobby Hackett. Star. Four Lads, 1958. Picture with Jane Wyman and Rock Hudson. Douglas Sirk directed movie. The Music of the Stars. Summertime's in the city. People are getting geared up for another edition of Salmon-O-Rama. Racine's Lakefront starts July 12th, runs all the way through the 21st. It's the half-century anniversary. 50 years with food trucks and raffles and, of course, salmon. Get all the details, salmonorama.com. Jackie Gleason's Tawny. Guy de Maupassant, a great French writer, once said of a woman, she fills you to the marrow. That's Tawny. It's a radio ballet, later on television. Jackie knew how to write this stuff. Music of the Stars began on the Civic Media Radio Network November the 5th of last year, and we're on till high noon every Sunday. Back to Jackie now. The girl the boy. The boy, and the boy in this case is Seth MacFarlane.
There may be trouble ahead. While there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we've still got a chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune. And then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, the music and dance. Before the
fiddlers have left before they ask us to come up with the bill. And while we've still got that chance, let's face that music and dance. And then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance, dance. Let's face the music.
And the story of Tawny.
torn out of time and space. Our love affair, may it always be a flame to burn through eternity.
Thank you.
Debbie Gleason conducts Tawny. Here's Julie London.
So I walk a little too fast, and I drive a little too fast, and I'm reckless, it's true, but what else can you do at the end of a love affair? So I talk a little too much, and I laugh a little too much, and my voice is too loud when I'm out in the crowd, so that people are apt to stare. Do they know, do they care that it's only that I'm lonely and low as can be? And the smile on my face isn't really a smile at all. So I smoke a little too much, and I joke a little too much, and the tunes I request are not always the best, but the ones where the trumpets blare. So I go at a maddening pace, and I pretend that it's taking his place. But what else can you do at the end of a love affair?
King's Orchestra and Julie London. Here's Doris again.
You left today and you didn't say goodbye. I wonder why I'm standing now where you made your vow. So blue for you, I could cry, I could die. Leaves come tumbling down round my head. Some of them are brown, some red, beautiful to see, but reminding me of a faded summer love. Swaying high above, so in love with the breeze. Now the autumn wind brings to them the end of a faded. That swayed with the breeze.
The music of the stars. Jackie Gleason's Tawny, conducted by the great one himself. Now a look at news and weather. The music of the stars.
You're listening to WRJN at W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.